Schweitzer, Sanctuary Movement Drawing in Hardcore Activists Tied to Marxist Ideology. By Breitbart TV on January 19, 2026. Breitbart News senior contributor and author of The Invisible Coup: How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon. Peter Schweitzer talked about foreign adversaries bringing Marxist activists into the country during Sunday's broadcast of FNC's Life, Liberty, and Levin. Host Mark Levin said, "You have these foreign countries working with radical groups, using their consulates, using their contacts in America to change America from within, importing into the United States as many people as they can, particularly activists, particularly people who are effectively echoing what these governments want them to echo. We also have a Democrat Party in our country that opens the borders wide." He added, "Now let's talk about additional factors that you raised in your book that are really incredible. Literally bringing Marxist activists into the country to work with other Marxist activists in our country, in our universities, in our streets, and the Democrat Party and Barack Obama, among others, was perfectly happy to welcome them. Tell us about that." Schweitzer said, "Yeah. The Sanctuary Movement started in the 1980s as a result of the civil wars taking place in Central America. And the Sanctuary Movement presented itself and still does today with sanctuary cities, etc., as just humanitarian. We accept any refugee with open arms. Well, when you actually look at what the people who run these entities actually say, you get a different story. They're quite explicit that who they want coming in and the people that they are going to cater to are hardcore activists that are linked to Marxist movements, whether that's the FMLN, which was the terrorist Marxist insurgency in El Salvador, which killed American soldiers, or whether that is in Nicaragua government. Those are the people that get favor. Because they are radicalized, because they are battle-hardened, because they are anti-American in their outlook, and there's no subtlety in their outlook. They came to take over a lot of activist organizations and labor unions." He added, "I would encourage people, when you look at what's happening on the streets of America, the violent protests in Los Angeles, in New York, what's going on in Minneapolis, you're going to notice that there are a lot of people that are there, that were from overseas. They don't even necessarily speak English. A lot of them are hardcore activists who have been imported into the country. And this is their job, to transform America through a radical, violent political action." Follow Breitbart.tv on X at Breitbart Video.